The Pixar Touch, The Making of a Company, by David A. Price. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2008 by David A. Price. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with David A. Price and Writers' Representatives and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Anaheim. Like much of Southern California, the place where John Lasseter was standing had been part of an orange grove only 50 years before. The morning of March 10, 2006, Lasseter was on stage at the Arrowhead Pond Arena in Anaheim, the venue of the Walt Disney Company's annual shareholder meeting. In front of him was an audience of 4,000 or so investors, ranging from retirees to young parents who had brought along their children. A couple of miles to the west was Disneyland, itself built on a former orange grove. Lasseter had worked there during summer breaks in college, first as a sweeper in Tomorrowland, whisking away candy wrappers and popcorn, and later as a guide on the Jungle Cruise. About 20 miles to the north was Whittier, his childhood hometown. There, he'd started his professional art career at the age of 5 with a crayon drawing that won him $15 in a contest at a local market. A bit farther, around 45 minutes up Interstate 5, was the old Disney Animation Building in Burbank, where he'd worked as a junior animator some 22 years ago. Lasseter presented a strikingly laid-back appearance, as usual. He wore blue jeans and tennis shoes. His wireless mic peeked out from beneath the collar of a Hawaiian-style print shirt. Between his attire and his round, cherubic face, it was hard to remember that he was a 49...